Concerns about an AI bubble persist. Meta is under pressure by investors to justify its intended $600 billion spending on AI infrastructure, with no tangible indication of a successful AI product. Meta's stock price has dropped by 20% over the past 3 months. OpenAI is also causing worries after signing a $38 billion deal with AWS for compute space, following a $250 billion deal with Azure. OpenAI's annual revenues are expected to be around $13 billion. Its income is hugely dependent on outside capital. NVIDIA also has worries, with its market share in China dropping from 95% to near zero in a few months as China seeks to remove technological dependence on foreign firms. The Chinese government is now making state funding in AI only available to data centers that use Chinese chips, thereby supporting companies like Huawei Technologies. A VentureBeat article examines whether large reasoning models think in the biological human way. It argues that several facets of human thinking can be seen in AI models. For instance, the auditory loop that allows a person to talk to himself when resolving a problem is very similar to chain-of-thought reasoning, and the insight and reframing mode that leads to our sudden aha moments is created by the brain learning from examples it tries to solve, and this is one of the modes in DeepSeek R1. Elsewhere, the journal reports that companies are less worried about the cost of AI, but more about the capacity of cloud providers to meet compute demand. On the regulatory front, the implementation of the EU AI Act is still facing issues, mainly due to the lack of standards for evaluating AI risks. Only 15 standards of the 45 foreseen have been published, and as many as 50% may be incomplete by next August when full enforcement is due to begin. Also, OpenAI, xAI and Mistral may face penalties under the Act after their chatbots gave doubtful and partial election advice in the recent Dutch general elections. Experts are asking if chatbots giving election advice should be classified as high-risk systems. On society issues, the Collins English Dictionary has elected vibe coding as its word of the year for 2025. The term vibe coding describes a style of programming where one prompts a chatbot to create code, rather than doing traditional programming. Elsewhere, the families of 4 people who died by suicide and of 3 people interned in psychiatric care have filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, claiming that the company's GPT-4o model contributed to the deaths and interments because the model had insufficient guardrails. The lawsuits make the claim that OpenAI rushed safety testing of GPT-4o in order to be released before Google's Gemini. Also, a Guardian article argues that social media is a key contributor to radicalization in the Gen X baby boomer generation, due to a relative inhibition of expressing radicalized and hate speech online, and that this generation has been ignored when warning people of the dangers of social media platforms. Finally, a Bitdefender report writes that 84% of this year's cybersecurity incidents did not use malware, but rather loopholes in existing enterprise tools. Criminals are far more likely to break into a system using stolen credentials than through malware, and business email compromise attacks have increased by 66% this year.